We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. More Packers throughout the day. The conversation Mike Clemens had with Josh Jones, which got even more interesting when he talked to some of the other media just after 9:30. We will also talk and hear from Clemens throughout the day. He'll join us live tomorrow. Brian Gutekunst, Packers GM, 12:35 today on The Fan with Bill Michaels. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Game 6 of the NBA Finals tomorrow. The spread opened at 4 in favor of Golden State, down to 3. Where are your feelings right now with the game tomorrow, Chuck?
I think Golden State's going to win tomorrow night, but Toronto's going to come back in Game 7 on Sunday night and win the championship.
I think that if they had Kevin Durant, this would be Golden State's championship to lose, but obviously they don't. He brings himself back after being hurt since May 8th, and Rick Bucher joins us, one of our Radio.com sports insiders here on The Fan. Was that, first of all, Rick, thanks for being on. Was that a mistake to bring Kevin Durant back? And if it was, who should be to blame here?
Ultimately, from everything that I was told by those close to him, that there was a high probability that something like this was going to happen and that it was not worth the risk as far as his free agency and everything else. Now, it ended up, you could say, fueled that Game 5 without him. I don't know that we're looking at a Game 6 and extending the series, so in one respect, it accomplished the goal of trying to stay alive and avoiding the elimination. On the other hand, from Kevin's standpoint, going into free agency, having to rehab all of the questions that it raises as far as his future with the Warriors, playing, et cetera, since we still don't know the full extent of the injury, I don't know how you don't look at it as a mistake, but I'm colored by the fact that there were people that were close to KD that were telling him, you should not play. And ultimately, the Warriors have the wherewithal to say, it is a high probability, it is a high risk, and it's not worth it for Kevin to do this. It might be worth it to us, but it's not worth it for him. And so, as much as KD wanted to play, I'm sure he was pushing to play. Somebody has to say, we're not going to sacrifice you for our aims. That's ideally the way you approach it. It's what Steve Kerr talked about when they sat Clay for Game 3. And again, brought him back in Game 4. I can't help but feel as if so much of what's driving the Warriors' decisions has to do with how do we win another championship as opposed to what do we do that's in the best interest of the player.
Free agency is coming up here, and the Milwaukee Bucks have got a few guys who are could be tested to market. What's the market, do you think, going to be like for Chris Middleton coming back to Milwaukee? Is he going to draw some big interest out there?
Again, some of it depends on, I would think, is he a max guy? As much as he's been an all-star and he's played such a big role for the Bucks, I have not heard anybody that is going to throw that kind of contract out there for him. Is there going to be interest? Absolutely there's going to be interest, especially those teams that find themselves thought they had a shot at one of the A-list guys find themselves wanting for one. So I put him in the category of the Tobias Harrises. No slight to Tobias or to Chris Middleton, but if I'm putting Kawhi and KD on the top rung, and I don't know that I would put Kyrie on the top rung, but most teams aren't going to blink handing him a max. I think everybody else is just a judicious decision in terms of do we want to how much are we going to pay for this particular player? Can he carry us? And I feel that the sense is with Middleton, while he was vital for the Bucks, is he a guy that can carry us? He's a guy that's really good playing off somebody else. Does he make others better? That is the question, and I don't get the sense around the league that is the feeling.
Talking with Rick Bucher from Radio.com, one of our Radio.com sports insiders. You can find out more, Radio.com. Follow them on Twitter, RDC Sports as well. It is interesting to see with what has happened with Kevin Durant, because these kind of questions that we have about Chris Middleton, Rick, and that we have about some of these other players, I mean, a lot of that could be shifted by this Kevin Durant injury. What ultimately do you think KD does, and what effect do you think that has with the free agency period and the rest of the league?
Well, I was hearing pretty consistently months ago already that it was a done deal, that he was leaving, and that he was headed to the Knicks. And the confidence from the Knicks were planning as if they were going to get KD. This doesn't change their plans. They are... given the opportunity, there's no doubt that they would sign him. And I've heard last night there are a number of teams that would take the same approach. Knowing that they wouldn't have him next year, the opportunity to get arguably the best player in the game and the confidence that whatever it is that he has, he's going to be able to recover from it, largely because of his size and his skill set. His build. This isn't DeMarcus Cousins having an Achilles tear, if that's ultimately what it ends up being. He's built different. His skill set is different. I think we saw it at the beginning of Game 5. Like, he doesn't even necessarily have to move that well, but a guy who can shoot like that from 7 feet is going to be a dangerous, dangerous weapon. So I don't know that even the injury really changes the landscape a whole lot as far as how the dominoes are going to fall. The one caveat is with the emotion in this run, with guys sacrificing, with KD coming back, do the Warriors rip up the 1 year and say don't opt into the 1 year, here's a super max, we're going to carry you through this? That's what's going to be determined in the coming day. Now, he's gone to New York to have the Achilles treated. Some people are reading into that this is a sure sign that he no longer trusts the Warriors' doctors. Kawhi Leonard went to New York when he stopped trusting the San Antonio doctors. But he's going to see the same surgeon who did Kobe Bryant's Achilles. So this may be a matter of simply, I'm going to see the best of the best, who's had a proven track record in dealing with this type of injury, as opposed to he feels some kind of way about the Warriors. Now, that said, there had to be some people that persuaded him to make the decision that he did. And if he does feel, and I don't know this, if he does in the coming days, as he looks at this long, arduous comeback, if he in any way attaches that to, you know what, the Warriors kind of led me astray, that gave me didn't quite give me the right perspective on this, then that could ultimately be the final thing that pushes him out the door.
All right, Malcolm Brogdon is a restricted free agent. Is he going to draw out there at all? And what do you see of his chances coming back to Milwaukee?
Yeah, from everything that I know, Milwaukee wants to do everything they can to keep him. So it's a matter of, do you want to put the Bucks in a bind, and do you want to put an offer out there? But yes, there's a lot of respect for Malcolm and what he's done and what he's capable of doing. That said, I would imagine that Milwaukee is going to match any offer that is put out there, because the vital role that he played, the importance that he played as a playmaker, and his ability to play, to be a playmaker, and yet work alongside Giannis. I just don't see any way in which Milwaukee's going to let him go.
All right, do you see past couple of years, I mean several years, Milwaukee could not be a player for big-time free agents out there.
Yeah.
Milwaukee had to pay that tax. Do you think that's changed with the Bucks?
I don't know that it's the automatic, there's no way I'm going to go there, but I don't know that it's been a dramatic change either, simply because it's just market size. Mm-hmm. I mean, more than anything else, market size and advertising opportunities, guys are going to weigh that, and the success of the team certainly changes the view of the Bucks. Is it going to be enough to convince a top of the line, a Kevin Durant or a Kawhi Leonard, to look at Milwaukee in a different light? No, but the ability to look at either the B or the C, the guys that are quality players that can be part of your rotation. Yeah, I think there's a shift there. Guys want to win, and if there's a great culture, and obviously the facilities are great, and it's shifted somewhat. I just don't know enough, and I don't know that this is ever going to be the case for the Milwaukees or the Charlottes that they're suddenly going to be in the market for the top line free agents. And in the world of the NBA, simply because guys are so recognizable and so visible, there's too much money to be made for them in markets that are bigger. And it has changed in somewhat from a global standpoint, that you don't need to necessarily be in a big market. But as with all of us, you know, if you have the opportunity to have a deeper appreciation for a place like Milwaukee, then like a Giannis Antetokounmpo living there and grows up there and as a basketball player and understands what he has, that can have ultimately an influence. But short of having that experience, it's awfully difficult to convince somebody from the outside. Do you want to play in L.A.? Do you want to play in New York? Do you want to play in Florida? Or do you want to play in Milwaukee? There's still going to be a certain degree of stigma to be overcome.
Going to be an interesting offseason. The Bucks certainly a part of that. Rick, we appreciate some time, and we'll chat down the line.
My pleasure, guys.
Rick Bucher joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline again. Radio.com Sports Insider, Rick Bucher. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Bucher.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.